Hey, everybody. It's your favorite dork. Maybe not your favorite dork, but a dork that you enjoy. It is a dork that you enjoy. And I am here with another episode of what was the name that I gave it? Hangin' Mage instead of Hangin' Brain. But yeah, another episode of Hangin' Mage. So last week I said, that I was going to try to every once in a while do these like kind of hangout audios where I just kind of exist around you and I ramble while I do something I love. I promise the thing that I'm doing today that I love is not just getting high, but I am getting a little high. So last week I played Overwatch and that was a lot of fun. At least I had fun. And this week what I was originally going to do was finish a Gundam model. So I like Gundam models. I don't really care for Gundam itself. I'm just not a big fan of war stories. So like the storylines typically don't really get to me, but I love mech design. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like that's the main reason why I was able to sit through all of Unicorn, was because I loved the design for the Kishatriya so fucking much. And then I guess like I did watch a lot of Wing when I was in middle school and high school. I'm dating myself, but I've also been very, very honest about my age on here, so who gives a shit? Yeah, I fucking watched Gundam Wing when I was in middle school. Suck it. No one's judging me for that. I don't know why I'm getting defensive. So I was going to finish up a model that I was in the middle of that I hadn't, like, really touched in probably, like, a year. You're going to hear a lot of noises during this one. But I opened up the box, and I can't not find my model knife, and I'm not going to use a wide razor knife for that. I care about what I'm creating too much for that. And it'll like start digging into chunks of plastic that shouldn't be going anywhere. And yeah, so I need to go buy myself a new like actual like thin model knife, or order one. I need to order a pop filter off of Amazon anyways. Maybe I'll also order a model knife set. So that'll happen eventually, but that means that I can't finish that today. So that means what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some perler bead stuff. So I was looking through. Oh, for those of you that don't know, perler beads, those are like those melty beads that you can kind of design into like pixel art. So you see it like a lot of nerdy conventions, like you'll see pixel art redone in these like plastic beads that are melted together to kind of make like a 3D sculpt, 3D painting almost, but a pixel painting, pixel painting. That's a good trigger word. Anyways, an ASMR trigger word. I've been listening to a lot more like ASMR, like trigger word stuff. Skittle. That's a big one for me. That's a big one. I like the word skittle when it's done in the ASMR voice. And pixel. I like that one too. Anyways, we're rambling. So I haven't done any perler stuff for a while. I moved a few months ago and I've kind of like been corona, blah. It makes the move-in process very slow when you are also in the middle of a pandemic, right? It's hard to just do the stuff that you don't want to do in the first place, much less during that situation. So I'm still like, honestly, I'm a monster. I'm still unpacking a little bit. So I unpacked my perler bead stuff. And I was like, ooh, we could go ahead and break that out. That could be really, really fun. Where did I put my toothpick? Toothpicks are actually like a pretty important part of perler bead stuff. So I need to find that. Surely I have some toothpicks in here. But yeah, you're going to get a lot of fun, kind of like more like ASMR noises. I love the sound of like perler beads and stuff. Oh, I'm mixing the colors. When I post this, I'll also show like my perler bead setup and everything. I go hard on this shit. I go hard on whatever I do. I'm a very like 110% person. You know, the whole Ron Swanson, like, don't half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. I whole ass everything, and we know I have a plenty of ass for it. Sorry. Whoops-a-daisy. Oh, I found it. Found my toothpick. So I went online and I was looking at like some different pixel artwork and everything, and I was having a hard time picking something out, but I found this pixel art for Bill Cipher, and like also the inverse color Bill Cipher. That's the primary villain of Gravity Falls, for those of you that don't know. Gravity Falls is my very, 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 very favorite animated show. I even have a Gravity Falls tattoo. I've watched that show so many times. So many times. Oh, funny story, actually. So, last year, in October, I was in New York for New York Comic Con. It's like 1:30 in the morning. And I'm swiping through Tinder while me and, like, my coworkers were driving back to the Airbnb. We're getting driven back by, an Uber driver or Lyft or something. But I'm swiping through Tinder at, like, 1:30 in the morning, and Alex Hirsch, the creator of Gravity Falls, popped up. I was tickled pink. I didn't like super like him or anything. I did like, I swiped right, don't get me wrong, but I didn't like super like him or anything. Cause like, how weird would it be to like play with a fan? Like play with a fan that was like so intensely a fan that they have like a tattoo on your body. I think that most creators would find that, I don't know, a little too much. A little too much. Just the fact that I saw him on Tinder though was very, very funny to me. But yeah, so I'm going to do this perler design of these two Bill Ciphers. I want to get a Bill Cipher tattoo eventually, too. I'll have two different Gravity Falls tattoos. It's just so good, y'all. It's only two seasons long. It is the best coming-of-age story I've ever witnessed in my life. And like, even though the show was pulling monster numbers, Alex still like firmly ended it at the end of season two. Like, no cash cow, no money grab, no nothing. Like, he had a specific story to tell with a very specific ending, and it was perfect. And he put his foot down and he ended it there. Amazing. Astounding. If I could ever write a comic. If I could ever write a comic for a pre-existing IP, I would write the Gravity Falls comic all day. All day. All day. Anyways, let's do some perler bead stuff, y'all. So typically speaking, when I do perler bead stuff, I always start with black. Because usually that's going to get you your outline going. And then you don't have to do as much counting or anything, because you've got to make sure that you match everything pixel for pixel, right? So you've got to make sure that you're counting correctly. So you'll even hear me count under my breath every once in a while I'm doing this, just to make sure that I'm getting my numbers nice and proper. Nice and proper. So we're going to start with the classic colored Bill Cipher. So Bill Cipher, for those of you that have never seen Gravity Falls, he's this big yellow like pyramid looking motherfucker with a bow tie and one like big cyclops eye. And then he's got dangly black, and I swear to God, my neighborhood is so fucking loud lately. I can hear that car, even through my headphones. Oh, why did I turn my music off, by the way? I definitely want to be listening to music while I do this. I didn't turn my music off. Then why am I not hearing it? Did I unplug or something? I don't know. Oh, I just turned it down on my headphones all the way. I'm a fucking ding-dong. I'm a fucking ding-dong. Okie dokie. Artichokey. Let's pull that pixel art back up now that we've got Spotify running properly. And by that I mean Spotify was running properly the whole time. I just did not have the volume on. Y'all get off to me. I'm a fucking idiot. You ever think about that sometimes? Listen to my audios and go, wow, that's a dumbass right there. That's a dumbass right there. Because it's true. I am. proud to be a dumbass that can give you a good time. That makes me happy. Happy, happy, happy. So right now I'm working on one of Bill Cipher's legs. And then we're going to work our way up to this absolute monster's pyramid body. Oh, and he's also got like a little black top hat. I forgot about that. I forgot to mention the top hat. So I know that this character that I just described to you is entirely absurd sounding. And I just want you to know that Bill Cipher is hands down to me the best written villain of any piece of fictional media of all time. And is, even if you want to argue against that fact, because I mean, like, that's an opinion. Obviously, that is an opinion. I am not the voice of a god or anything like that. I mean, not that god exists, but regardless, that's irrelevant. Little Blue Mage, whatever you... I'm not going to fucking sit here and call myself my screen name. I've already said my name multiple times. My name is shared on my Twitter and everything. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, I think that he is, even if you don't consider him the best villain ever created, I think it is undebatable that he is the best depiction of chaotic evil ever done in mainstream media. Even if you don't think he's the best overall villain, that is just, like, to me, fact. That's not opinion. That's fact. He is the best depiction of chaotic evil ever created. I love him. I love him so much. I'm not, like, one of those, like, villain chaser types. Like, I'm not like the fangirling over Loki or anything type, so it takes quite a bit for a villain to really pull me in the first place, because otherwise I'm just gonna be thirsty for somebody else. And yes, I am implying that I am thirsty for a fucking floating sentient pyramid. Like, his delivery is just so good. Getting myself frustrated just talking about it. Like a ding-dong. Math is hard. So that's 1, 2, 3 steps at 1. 1, 2, 3 steps at 1. The next step is 2. Okay, cool. See, I told you I'd be a little county machine sometimes, too. Every once in a while. I wonder if you can hear, like, the little drop of each perler bead or not. I'm really hoping you can. Because some of these noises, again, are just nice and fun. So when you hear this noise, that's me dragging my toothpick through some of the perler beads in order to collect a little stock of them. And then I have, like, 10 of them that I can drop in one go onto the actual perler bead board. That's the logic of what's happening over there. I just want to break you down so badly. Yes, I'm talking lyrics right meow instead of singing them. I've had really gravelly voice today. It worked out for an audio that I recorded earlier today. So I'm recording this in advance. This is going to go up on Tuesday because I've been doing, like, I want to do the question of the week every single Monday. And then every single Tuesday, I want to do Hang a Mage. But we're going to be high and forgetful. We're going to be high and forgetful. So I'm recording this on Sunday. So earlier this morning I did an audio. That's what I was going to get at. Gravel voice and audio. I found a script I really liked on Gwasafic. You know, like the gal for gal, non-binary for non-binary, basically no dudes creating and not for dudes. And I really love that subreddit. That community is, amazing. Like, Gwas community is amazing as well, but, like, the sapphic one is, like, super tight-knit because it's, like, not as many people, so you really get to know pretty much every other creator in the group, which is bonkers cool, if not a little intimidating. Because I'm still so new to all of this. I'm still so new that I get a little nervous, for sure. I'm probably pretty good at hiding it, but I get nervous. I get anxious. I'm like, will people like me? Am I putting out good stuff? But y'all respond really well and really sweetly. So I know that I am. I know that I am. It's just easy to get in your head sometimes, you know? You know. But yeah, so I've had mega gravel voice today, and I don't know how singing would actually sound. I mean, sometimes the gravel voice is really good for singing. Sometimes it is. I remember I got sick earlier this year. I get sick pretty much every spring. Get a nice little sinus infection to treat me well. And I remember I picked up my guitar and I was playing a Laura Marling song that is like just a pretty big staple of mine. And my voice sounded honestly like a totally other person's voice. It was bonkers and kind of cool because I was so sick and I had like lost so much of my voice. It sounded like somebody else's voice. Oh, Bill, you're gonna look so good, buddy. You're gonna look so good. You're gonna look so good. Oh my god. Let me just do your perler bead hair like this. He doesn't have any hair. I'm being a goober. Sorry, one of the beads is, like, stuck in between a bunch of the pegs. I love running my fingers through them, too. I'm a very tactile person, you know. Very touchy-feely. I say it all the time, so it's no surprise that, like, these textures get me. It's almost like a physical ASMR, you know? Last time I was in New York, I went to the big giant fucking Lego store too. And oh man, dipping my fingers into the big old jars of like open Legos, that was super satisfying in a really similar way. Not quite as pleasant when it's like the bigger cubes, because then they have like the pegs and everything. But like they have the tiny little cubes too, and those ones were really nice to just fiddle around with and touch. Touch, 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 touch. I'm a goober. Oh, your heart is a muscle, baby. Talking out more lyrics. I spent a lot of this morning listening to Mobo, Modern Baseball. I miss them. I feel bad that I never got into them until basically right before they went on their hiatus. If you want to even call it a hiatus, it's probably just permanent. Not to sound pessimistic or anything. I just mean, like, they were in rough mental spots and they needed to step back. And oftentimes when you do that, you find out that maybe what you had been doing was a big part of, like, so maybe the way that you were creating art was a big part of why you were in a rough spot in your head. So it very often they don't come back, and it's for their own good. It's the right choice, you know? It's the right choice. Because some of them have gone on to do, like, other projects. I can never remember, like, the full name or, like, the order of the words, but it's, like, Your Slaughterhouse Beach Dog or Your Beach Slaughterhouse, I don't know, something like that dog. Some of the members of Modern Baseball have gone on to do other stuff anyways. So that goes 1, 2, 3 as well, 1, 2, 3, and then a double up. Perfecto. Look at your little wobbly legs, buddy. Look at your little wobbly legs. Boy, howdy, I love ya. I like saying the word love. So we're gonna learn a little bit about L today. So I am polyamorous. And we're also gonna learn that L can't count. It's just that sometimes, like, when it's a solid block of color, it's kind of difficult to kind of, like, figure out exactly how many pixels everything is. So I'm polyamorous, but I don't really do romantic love. I'm polyamorous, but I'm, like, aromantic. So I will date people to a, like, medium casual level because, like, I love really hard platonically, you know? They're different forms of affection to me. And so inherently, like, casual dating and, like, being able to get to know the person you're dating and everything, that's kind of my sweet spot. Not necessarily super duper casual hookups where we don't talk to each other like we're human beings. And I'm not really, like, a big one night stand person unless I'm on the road. I play around a lot on the road because my job takes me all over the place. Or used to, back when travel was, like, you know, a thing. And it is fun to meet new people and have new experiences. Always safety first, for sure, for sure. But yeah, I like learning people and pleasing people. Anytime I have to, like, get close to the computer to count the pixels out, I also have to get really close to the mic. So that's what's happening right now. Did I math something out wrong? Yes. Okay, perfect. That one right there, that's a fix. That's a fix. Okay, and then we go up by this. But yeah, so I don't do anything too emotionally intense. I don't do super duper intimate. Like, within the polyamorous community, I tell people I am not a good primary or even secondary partner if you're into hierarchical polyamory. I'm more like solo, well, I'm clearly definitely solo polyamory just based off of this conversation alone. You can tell that pretty easily. I think it goes up one more row from the looks of things. So I tell people I'm not a good primary or even a secondary. I am your tertiary or your rebound. Those are, like, the roles that I fit really well. Like, you know, that one really intense person that you date for, like, 3 weeks after you break up with your vanilla ex and it was a dead bedroom situation for the last 2 years? You come to me. That's my brand. That's my brand. That's when you go ahead and date L for a little while over there. And I enjoy being that. I enjoy being that. I enjoy helping people reclaim parts of themselves that they lost or finding new parts of themselves to fall in love with. That concept makes me really happy. I enjoy being that in people's lives. Also, I don't remember how we got on this topic at all. I'm very good at that, because that was a long tangent. That was a long tangent. Oh, I remember. I was originally saying how much I love the word love. Like, I talk all of the time. About how I think it's really important to tell your friends that you love them. I tell my friends all the time that I love them. I tell my coworkers that I love them. I tell my family that I love them. I tell my pets that I love them. Not that I think most people have a hard time telling their pets that. I think that, if anything, we are probably a lot more open and free willy-nilly with our affection for our pets than we are with the people in our lives. I try to keep it pretty even by probably obsessively, excessively. It's not like I have a compulsion. It's just, if I think it, I'm going to say it. I want you to know how I feel. And you probably want to know too. And like most of the people in my life are the same too. Like the boys at work, we all say I love you to each other when we leave for the day because we're sappy motherfuckers. We're also just like family, straight up. Like I work for a really small company as far as like employee count goes. And we are all definitely each other's family. Which has been really, really convenient throughout quarantine because I don't feel comfortable opening up like my social sphere and putting more people at risk. But we see each other at work, so like we might as well, like if we're not doing any added safety by not hanging out after hours too, right? So because we're all friends with each other, we get to both be at work and be with friends without having to worry about added risk necessarily. Added risk. Got it. Oh! Gotta get in kind of close for this one. Are those even? No, those are not even. Okay, that's why I was mega confused. Alright, one of his arms is shorter than the other, but it's clearly intentional. He's not meant to be perfectly symmetrical in this image. Not perfectly symmetrical. Or am I wrong? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Let me see if I can open this up in a different program, actually. I just had it open on the web browser, but I think it might be better off in Paint. Because then I can add a background and some of this stuff won't melt into each other. Oh, you motherfucker. Whoever did this is a meanie. It's not actually a transparent PNG. Who does that? Who does that? Okay, but I was right. It is off by one. Okay, it still gave me enough information. It gave me the information that I was looking for, at least. There we go. Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill. I wonder where I should put this. I haven't hung up any of my Perler stuff since I moved. I haven't hung up nearly anything, actually, since I moved. I put up my one Therese Nielsen print. So she used to be one of my favorite artists for Magic the Gathering. And like, as far as artistic skill goes, that's still the case. I'm just very frustrated by the fact that she is a queer woman who supports Trump. Like, talk about eating your own community alive. So I got to meet her at Gen Con one year before Trump, and I got a big, gigantic, like, poster size print of her artwork for the card Descendants Path. And she was very nice to me, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that she's a mean person or anything like that. It is just very frustrating as a queer person to watch other queer people not advocate for themselves, you know? Yeah, no? Yeah, I'm queer as fuck, by the way. I mean, if it wasn't obvious from the variety of the audios that I do, I am definitely queer as fuck. Like, hot people are hot people regardless of gender or equipment or anything in between. How did I get on that subject? Oh, I'm going to loop around, actually, to something that I wanted to mention earlier and then got off topic on. So earlier today, I recorded, like, a female for female, F for F1. And I think that I'm going to actually try to, every single Sunday, do that and just have sapphic Sundays. I like that. As you can tell, I find, like, some comfort in a schedule. as I've talked about, like, doing the weekly questions will be on Monday. The Hangin' Brains would release on Tuesday. I don't know. There's something about, like, a schedule and, like, being a little more accountable to certain particular things that I think will help keep me more productive. But we'll see. We'll see, because I also don't want to burn myself out. Like, at the end of the day, I work about 50 to 60 hours a week at my day job in the first place. So this is definitely one of my forms of escape. And if it becomes work feeling instead of escape and creative and joyous feeling, then that means I need to cut back a little bit. So I'm always aware of the fact that burnout is a possibility, and trying to be honest with myself personally about where I'm falling on the spectrum of that potentially happening, you know? You know? Is right my back and thinking about sex, yeah. I love this song. The full line there, the full line, because I didn't say the first part of it, is all I want to do, ooh, 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 is ride my bike and think about sex with you. Can think about sex, yeah. One of my friends introduced me to this song after I made a Twitter post, like, a year ago? Yeah, it was probably about a year ago, where I made a Twitter post because I was going to the gym regularly, and I was upset about it. I was fucking furious about it. I hate working out. It's not enjoyable to me, no matter how consistent and how long I do it for. It has never managed to enter the realm of enjoyable for me. So I was just in a bad mood at the gym, and I tweeted something like, why in the world would I ever want to do cardio if I could just have athletic sex with hot people? And my buddy went ahead and sent me that song. He was like, you made me think of that instantly. And it's been a favorite ever since. Ever since. I stand by that, by the way. Why would I ever work out when I could just have athletic, rambunctious, aggressive, flexible sex? That can stretch me out in lots of ways, you know, including ways that the gym never could. 1, 2, 3, up, and then a singular, and then 2 up, and then a singular. Okay. I like sex. I miss it. I miss it so much. It's ridiculous. I miss it. I didn't mean to talk about that, but fuck, I miss it. I like not just the sex, either. Physical affection in general. Just touching, feeling other people. It's funny to me that during my question of the week last week, I talked about shrooms, and I was like, yeah, I haven't done them since February. I can't say that anymore. Now all I can say is, I haven't done them since, like, last week. Because I actually... I actually ended up doing shrooms with one of my best friends. Is it three? 1, 2, 3. A singular. 1, 2, 3. Yes. Okay. But yeah, I did drugs with one of my besties, and it was super nice because, like, pardon me, we're platonic kink pals. So, like, we're happy to talk about kink, and we're definitely, like, physically affectionate with each other, but we don't fuck or anything like that. There's nothing like that there. So, inherently, that does mean that I get physical affection when I hang out with him. He is usually a dom. But when he is tripping, he becomes a giant fucking baby. Oh my god. Just a massive fucking baby. So I love tripping with him because I can get, like, a little, like, sweetly dominant. So I will play with his hair a lot and have him lay down and put his head in my lap and just like coo at him and say nice little things to the baby and tease him a little bit. And we both find it absolutely delightful. Absolutely delightful. So I did get to have that a couple of nights ago, and that was super nice. That was a nice little breath of fresh air. So it's two, and then it's another set of three. Yes, another set of three. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. So, when I was growing up, so, no, we have to go back further. My parents were high school sweethearts who met in choir class. So I just want to say that for a second to clarify that, like, my whole entire family is, like, pretty musically, like, appreciative. Not necessarily musical. My dad is not very musical whatsoever. But very, very musical, music appreciative. So I grew up raised around, like, a very, very large, wide variety of music. And The Offspring was definitely one of my dad's favorite bands while I was growing up. The Offspring and Sublime, Green Day, and after that, probably Megadeth. My dad went a little wide in that regard. My mom really liked country. They both liked rock. My like Styx, REO Speedwagon type rock. My mom loved musicals. So yeah, they met in choir. So obviously they both enjoyed music to some degree. But yeah, I was... I have an itchy nose. Please don't sneeze while you're doing this, Elle. Please don't do that. I have a very ridiculous sneeze and I don't want... / need any of y'all hearing that. You don't need to hear that. Oh no. I did part of it one pixel off, so I need to go do adjusting. Oh, you ding dong. How could you do this to yourself? How in the world could you do this to yourself? I'm a dumbass. Yes, I am a dumbass. That is for certain. It's not that difficult to adjust. It's only going to take me like one more second to make it happen. I do need to add another board to the top, though, because his top hat is going to need just... A few extra pixels. What is happening? Also, what is happening on my board here? How am I still fucked up? What have I done wrong, y'all? Oh no, there we go. I just hadn't gotten far in enough to fix it entirely. I'm a dummy dum dum. I'm a dummy, dummy, dumb. All right, so we now have his arms and his legs and the outline of his body. I'm not going to work on the top hat quite yet. No, I need to put the boards down now, though, before I get more beads on here. I need to do it while it's just the outline. All right, let's make some room. I'm a clutter bug, so there's like just a bunch of stuff on here. Fuck it, my first aid kit, because I'm also a klutz. So I needed a Band-Aid, and then external hard drive, and remotes, and just a bunch of hot, unnecessary garbage. Okie dokie, let's add another layer here. Perfect. Yay. Okay, so we'll finish this hat then, now that I've gotten that. I won't finish this fast enough to, like, have it be all on one episode, but that's all right. Y'all don't need to hear the full entire process or anything, but I wanted to give you some nice noises and some nice conversation. I'm not checking out quite yet, don't get me wrong. But this is probably like a 3-hour perler bead project for just one of the bills, and I'm doing both of them, so I'm not gonna make y'all listen to me for that long. I mean, obviously, you can press stop at any point. You can press stop whenever you want, so I'm not making you do anything in the first place, but you get me.
I wanna touch ya.
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be really nice. I bet we could all use it.
Where's that dot going? Right there. Okay, perfecto. Oh, this song is super fucking good too. I don't want to be myself. I just want to be someone else.
You know what? Maybe in the comments I'll also link to the songs that I've referenced throughout this. I love sharing music. I would share all of my Spotify playlists with y'all too if it weren't for the fact that that's like attached to my Facebook profile, so it does have my full name, and that's just a little too much. That's a little too much, you know? So, I'm not gonna share playlists. Oh, actually, one second. I do have the Little Blue Mage YouTube channel, because I used it for the mouth reveal. So I can make YouTube playlists. Now there's a thought. And that would be totally fine. I might start making playlists for y'all. I like sharing music. I also like having music shared with me. If y'all ever have recommendations or something that you think I would like, I would legit like to hear about it. That would mean a lot. And like, I like stuff from every single genre. Maybe the only exception is, no, I've even found some pop country songs catchy. I can be a lot pickier about that one in particular. Because like, when I go country, I go like more like traditional or Americana sort of stuff. So for example, like Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash are definitely like my big two from way back when. And then for modern stuff, it was Pine Grove for the longest time there. The longest time. I love hip hop. I love jazz, and I love ska. And I think this needs to go one higher. That looks mostly right. We'll call it good. It'll be our secret, I guess, if it's wrong. If it's wrong. I can always fix it later. Like, I like metal. I specifically like more like doom or like droney or like stoner metal in particular, but in general, I like metal. Where do I need to go for this? We've got to go down to Billy Boy's eyes. So we have the 3 and then the 1. And then we go down to the bottom of the second 2. Okay, perfect. We counted. I did the math. And it all checks out, everybody. We got there. I fucking love hardcore. I love hardcore. I love, like, any variation of punk. Like, those are definitely, like, where my heart falls 9 times out of 10. I love, like, the whole, like, late 70s and, like, 80s synth revival shit that's been going on lately, too. Night Riots and the 1975 were probably my 2 most listened to bands last year, as far as like just straight up hours played goes. The 1975 is probably still gonna be pretty high up there for this year for me too, in all honesty. I listened to them all night long last night to go to sleep. And when I say all night long, I mean for the 4 hours that the cats, let me sleep. Oh my gosh, little fucking demon children. I wanted to sleep in, and they refused to let me. It was so mean. I went to bed at like 4 in the morning, so like really, my fault. But yeah, they get really demanding for their wet food. I've been giving them wet food in the mornings because it's like it's going to be a rough summer. So I want to make sure that they're staying hydrated. So I added wet food to their daily routine, and they love it so much that I am no longer allowed to sleep in past 8 a.m., I guess. So, what a bunch of jerks. Just what a bunch of jerks. Zelda's not that bad about it. It's Chie that gets aggressive. If Zelda's begging, what she'll do is she just gets a lot cuddlier. So she might, like, sit on your face and suffocate you. But she's not going to be, like, aggressively mean. Whereas Chie will actually... I will wake up to having my face bit. She will bite me in my goddamn face. I'm bratty, but I've never fucking woken somebody up by biting them in the goddamn face. I don't even know where she learned how to do that. Now I'm mad thinking about it. My cat and I are officially in a fight again. Motherfucker. You hear that, Chie? You hear me? We're in a fight. Fucking ridiculous. Oh, actually, let's talk about Letterkenny. Fucking embarrassing. Fucking embarrassing. I love Letterkenny so much. I can't wait for the next season. Whenever it happens. No rush. They put that shit out so fast. And it's such a high level of quality that it blows my goddamn mind. For those of you that don't know, Letterkenny is, it's a Canadian comedy, about a tiny kind of, like, Canadian hick town, a little bit, but the writing is, like, sharply juxtaposing the setting, because it's all, like, very fucking smart writing, like, some of the smartest, wittiest writing I've witnessed in modern entertainment. It's absolutely astounding. And it comes at you so fast. Like, it does not stop. The show doesn't give you a second to, like, breathe and recover from a joke. It just keeps hitting you with them. I love that show so much. I love it so much. And my cousin, he's been dating a boy for a couple of years now. And they finally came down to visit me. So I live in the U.S., but my grandpa immigrated from Canada, so I have a lot of Canadian family, too. So my cousin and his boyfriend, they finally came down to visit me, and it was awesome. It was amazing, and it was my first time meeting his boyfriend. And it was my first time getting to see my cousin since I had started watching Letterkenny. And I remember, like, the whole entire meal, as I took them out for lunch, the whole entire meal, I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, Elle, don't talk to them about Letterkenny. They live in Canada. They hear about it all the time. Don't do it. Shut your mouth. Don't do it. Like, this was, like, the constant conversation happening in my head the whole entire lunch. And we started getting on the topic of his boyfriend's hometown. And he started describing something that sounded a lot like Letterkenny. And I couldn't do it anymore. And I was like, have you ever watched Letterkenny? And he was like, it's based off of the town that I grew up in. So that's how I found out about that, about my, that interesting little tidbit about my cousin's boyfriend. And I also found out that because he's an actor, his boyfriend is an actor, and I got to find out that he actually auditioned for Letterkenny as well. And that just tickled me pink. And then we spent the rest of the afternoon basically quoting Letterkenny at each other. It was super cute and wholesome. I got to introduce them to some local food. And by that, I certainly do not mean anything fancy. I mean Michigan specialties. So things like Faygo and Verner's and Coney dogs. Nothing fancy, but it'll put meat on you, or it'll put hair on your chest sometime. I don't know. Verner's doesn't do that. Verner's takes things off your chest. Verner's was always like my family's like bellyache solution. So whenever we used to have tummy aches, my mom would take us to Halo Burger, which is a Michigan, like Wendy's fast, McDonald's, Burger King style fast food thing. But she would take us to Halo Burger because they have these things called Boston Coolers. And Boston Coolers are just root beer floats, but instead of root beer, it is ginger ale. And my mama would always get us that if we had a tummy ache. Sometimes to the point where we would fake having a tummy ache. But that's like part of the kid experience, right? You gotta be a little fucking shit sometimes. My nephew's a little fucking shit sometimes. I love him, but he's a little fucking shit sometimes. That's fine. I have a picture of him from when he was like 6 months old, and I photoshopped a fedora on it so that it looks like he's tipping a fedora and saying, "Hello, m'lady." And I am going to blow that up into an actual poster for his open house when he graduates. I made that plan instantaneously, so I'm a little shit too. Hey, buddy, stop falling on my headset. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a little shit too. I don't know if any of y'all like stand-up at all, but I like stand-up a lot. Also, the black is done. The black is done, and we get to move on to the white. Let's-a-go. Let's-a-go. So, I don't know how many of y'all like stand-up comedy. I really, really, really enjoy stand-up comedy. One of my favorites is John Mulaney. He is super funny. I'm a big fan of, like, storyteller style stand-up comedians. Like, specifically, that's my jam. So, like, John Mulaney's one of my tops. Mike Birbiglia. Oh, man, y'all. Mike Birbiglia is so fucking good. So fucking good. But I was bringing up John Mulaney because one of the things that I was saying just then, I always say with, like, a John Mulaney kind of intonation. There are a lot of things that I will mimic his tone for. So there's this one bit that he has about Delta. Fucking airlines. Fuck Delta. Fuck Delta. Fuck Delta. Fuck Delta. But he has a bit about how shitty Delta Airlines is. And he's talking about how, and he's like, "And I miss my flight, and they give me this meal ticket, and I ask if I can have a meal ticket, and they're like, no, and I'm like, please, and they're like, say, I'm a little fat girl, and he's like, I'm a little fat girl, and I quote that a lot, and I also do that same kind of, like, tone very often. I'm a little fat girl. I say that during my day job a lot. Actually, so my day job sometimes results in me being on camera, and there are a few phrases that I apparently use a lot in that situation, to the point where some of they're referred to as L-isms. And one of the crowd favorites is the phrase, you're not powerful enough to stop me. So if I'll do something on stream being super bratty and be like, and none of you are powerful enough to stop me sort of situation. That's one of the crowd favorites. Also me being very irritated and saying, you love to see it. Super sarcastic. They like it when I'm mad. They like to irritate me. You know, brats matching that brat energy. birds of a feather will piss each other off all the time. That's how the phrase goes, right? Oh, I love this song. Fucking love this song. The song that I am currently losing my mind over, it's Royal Flush by Bad Rabbits. Ugh, so good. Like I said, I'll link to these when I make the post on Tuesday. I like sharing. Sharing is caring. Oh, did y'all see that this week I released my, well, I guess technically it was last week. Technically. I released my first script offer ever. It was so weird writing a script offer. I'm not gonna lie. They are so much more exhausting than writing scripts for myself. But, like, I feel like script offers are almost like a gift that you give to yourself, you know? Because, for starters, chances are you got pretty worked up writing that. You probably had a good time, because if you're writing a script offer, it's because it's something that's, like, super hot to you, right? Super hot to you. Or else you wouldn't sit there in front of a computer and chop out thousands of words. So, chances are you just got yourself a nice little piece of erotic fiction that caters directly to your kinks. And then any time that somebody fills that, it's like a gift to yourself. I'm serious. It's like a gift to yourself. You set up the foundation to receive only God knows how many gifts to yourselves in the future. And they might happen fast. They might hit you by surprise in the future. You might have to fight for them a little bit. But oh, those gifts. Those gifts. So it was a lot more effort intensive to write the script for the script offer. Because when I write my own personal scripts, for starters, they're basically just written in my voice. So they're hot garbage stream of conscious that I can just pump out super, super fast. And, like, I can trust myself to, like, improv when I need to, so I can leave out whole entire chunks of story and know that I, and, like, trust myself to improv from point A to point C and, like, figure out B along the way and everything. So, of course, I can't fucking do that with a script offer. I mean, you can, don't get me wrong. In fact, the script that I filled earlier today had parts that called for improvisation. But, like, I feel like scripts that do call for improvisation probably don't get filled as often, because that can be a bit more effort intensive for the performer. Not that, like, things shouldn't be... Not that things should be all the script writer, you know? That's not what I'm trying to imply. I don't think any of you thought that that's what I was trying to imply either. Elle, what are you doing? What are you doing, buddy? And also, like, with the script that I was writing, I had a pretty precise vision. Like, obviously, not so precise that, like, varying deliveries are going to ruin it for me. I don't mean that at all. But what I wanted said, like how I wanted the story to go. I had a very specific vision. So I wrote everything out very, 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 very clearly. I need. So I finished the white and now we're moving on to the yellow. So I need my like yellow and oranges here. Here we go. Do I have enough of that color? I definitely have enough yellow, that's not a problem, but there's an in-between kind of like brownish color that I'm gonna need. Yeah, I'm good for that. We'll be using the butterscotch color of perler beads for this particular part. Now I'm looking at it and getting worried. We'll see. We'll try what we can with this. If I have to pick a different color, or maybe I have to sort beads, I don't know. I've got, like, some bags of backup in one of my closets, right, Meow? Of colors that I had run out of and restocked on. I haven't done a buy for perler beads in a very long time, though. I mean, partially because I wasn't doing perler stuff for a hot second there. This is the first time in a hot second that we're making it happen. You all helped make that happen. You didn't even have to ask for it. I guess I just threw it at you. The band that's playing right now makes me think of, so I don't know if you've ever heard of King Cruel, but he's pretty much hip hop, weird hip hop, very fucking weird hip hop, but hip hop. And there's this band that had popped up on my Discover Weekly recently that had like a King Cruel vibe, but surfer punk. So of course I was immediately enamored. That's a guarantee. Just immediately enamored. So I'm recording things in a weird order here, because it's Sunday, but I'm recording the Tuesday audio. And tomorrow is Monday, and I have not yet recorded the Monday audio. But that's because that's the question audio, and I haven't thought of what I want tomorrow's question to be, in all honesty. I've been thinking about it. I'm torn between a few different questions. I'm not going to list them here because eventually they'll all happen and I don't want to spoil the surprise. It's just that there are so many things I want to talk to y'all about and I don't want to wait. So it's hard to, like, you know, pick your favorite and kill the rest of the darlings for a little bit there. Dun, 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 dun. Boston sucks. It's so overrated. Ah, come on, buddy. I need you to get on the toothpick, please. Please. Pretty, pretty, please. Wow, they're being stubborn. It's because there are only a few of them left. So they're fighting me like a couple of brats, like a couple of brats. That was part of what appealed to me about the script that I ended up rushing to do earlier today, is that it was an F for F script, but it was a little bit of brat breaking a little bit. And I was like, ooh, I never see these. I want to break some brats. Let's go. I needed that in my life. Immediately. I would, yeah, if you ever, by the way, if you ever see any, like, F for F Brat Breaker scripts, send them my way. I'm also interested in Brat Breaker scripts where it's, like, a female dom and a male sub, but my heart will ultimately go out to the female for female when it comes to that particular dynamic. Like, I definitely have some kinks that I prefer with feminine partners and some kinks that I prefer with masculine partners, I guess. That's oversimplifying because gender is by no means that simple. So that's why I even, like, almost hesitated to finish that sentence. I was like, man, that's really the tip of the iceberg of a conversation that honestly would fill up a whole entire, like, hour or 2 hour episode of this on its own. So I won't dig deeper into that right this second, but to imply that my kinks just fall into a Venn diagram that are one's labeled feminine and one's labeled masculine is an oversimplification to how I really feel. For sure. Man, this playlist is so fucking good. It's been my favorite playlist lately. It's just, I mentioned it in the previous episode, it's my Discover Weekly 2020 Gets It Right. So it's just like all of the best music I've been introduced to this year, and it feels so satisfying to listen to it every single time. I'm not getting tired of it. And some of these songs I've been listening to very, very frequently since January. So that's a good sign. I think I had to take one song off of it eventually because it just, like, I wasn't in the same place mentally and it just wasn't hitting and slapping the same way that it did originally. But very rarely does that happen. For the most part, these instantly become some of those evergreen just desert island songs where, like, no matter how many times you hear them, you'll still want to hear them again and again and again. I don't know if any of y'all have ever heard of Sleep Token. That's a song, or that's a band I got introduced to this year that I pretty much immediately became obsessed with. I love the fact that I've never seen their singer's face. Mystery stuff like that, like little concept gimmicks like that, land really, really well when you're trying to deal with Lil Blue Mage. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. He wears this just big spooky fucking mask. What's behind it? I don't know. Probably monstrous. Come fuck me. Come fuck me up. Boop, boop, boop. I really hope you all can hear, like, the little raindrop blips every single time one of these beads falls onto the sheet. It's really, really soothing to me. It makes me happy. Perler beads have always been kind of like a more of a relaxation, meditative hobby for me. Perler beads, the Gundam models for sure, the Gunpla. So that's part of why I was specifically seeking out that kind of mood for today's Hanging Mage. Just wanted to relax. Because Overwatch last week was very fun, but that's rambunctious, you know? That's rambunctious. So you got Shouty Mage and all of that. And I was like, okay, we can kind of go for a different pace this week. Show the Mage chilling as well. Just Hanging Mage. Still one of the dumbest jokes I've made. Hanging Brain. Come on. Come on. But that's not going to stop me. Because none of you are powerful enough to stop me. All right, we're getting really close to being done with this color set, and then we get to switch over to that bright, iconic yellow that really makes up Bill's whole entire character. You're looking so good, buddy. Where am I going to put you? Maybe in the bedroom. I like putting creepier artwork in my bedroom for sure. How wide are these bricks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, 5. Okay, so that goes right der. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that goes right der. Okay, so I like creepy artwork in my bedroom. I have some body horror pieces up in my bedroom, right, meow? And some, like, beautiful space tapestries that my friend designed. My bestie is an artist amongst many other things, a phenomenal artist. So I have some of his space-themed artwork in my bedroom, and it looks astounding. And then the rest of it is all, like, creepy, sexy artwork. So, like, some body horror pieces and stuff. I have this one a woman using a man as a piece of furniture while she plays with his mouth. I used to have one from that same series where it was like that same guy and that same girl, and the dude was wearing like a riding saddle, and I fucking lost it at some point. I have no idea where. Like, it had to have happened before I moved, because I was actively trying to find it, to pack it, when I was moving. So sometime in the 3 years where I was living in that Flint place, I fucking lost it. And it is such a loss. That piece was gorgeous. That piece was gorgeous. Maybe I'll go ahead and post pictures in this post as well of the artwork that I'm referring to, too, so that you can have the visual. All right, Bill, time to fill you up with this bright old yellow here, buddy. We're going to have a good time, friendo. We're going to have a good time. How long is this so far? Okay, I might actually finish the bulk of this for a picture during the stream. Or not stream. These aren't streams. They're just audio recordings. I'm so used to calling it streams. Nice and content. I'm in a very pleasant, peaceful mood today. even though the cats woke me up by laying on my face and biting it. I am, at this point, pretty fucking serene. I love the word fuck. Such a good word. Louis C.K. is a piece of shit, but I can't deny the truth in his one bit where he talks about how nice the word cunt is, too. About how, like, it's just, like, it's so satisfying to, like, hear. It, like, sounds satisfying. It feels satisfying to make the word with your mouth. Just, like, cunt. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Louis C.K. is a cunt. Ugh. Feels good. Feels good. By the way, like, it should be pretty obvious from a lot of the stuff that I say, but, like, if you have a beef with it, I'm a very progressive motherfucker, and that is going to continue to come up in my audios. So if that's something that makes you not like me, you're going to want to tap out now rather than waiting until later, because it's just gonna keep happening. That is a big part of who I am. I'm mouthy, I have strong opinions, and I do not make any effort to hide them. At all. At all. Mm-mm. Not one bit. From what I've seen, though, based off of, like, my followers' responses and my buddies talking to me and getting to know some of you better, I know that we line up on that front, and I appreciate that a lot. A thing that I say quite often in real life, and this is a weird thing to say multiple times in real life, but, like, what a time to be alive, is that bigots do not deserve to get off. Bigots do not deserve to get off. One of my first experiences when I got into, like, sex work and started, like, putting my Not Safe for Work Twitter live and everything was a dude with a Confederate flag in his, like, wearing a Confederate flag in his profile picture, like, following me. And, like, that's where the catchphrase originally came from, because I was like, I block him, right? Like, I block him. Like, I'm not interested in bigots getting off to me. So if I, anytime I have the opportunity to stop that, I stop it, right? And I totally blocked him, of course. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm gonna make it very, very fucking clear. Very fucking clear where I stand on this. And who I endorse getting off to me in general. Man, I just had a weird mental leap. I just had the weirdest mental leap. For some reason, I said the word endorse. I immediately thought of endorsements. And for some reason, it made me think of SSX Tricky out of fucking nowhere. I don't even really, like, I can't even, like, kind of work out the logic in my head of, like, where that association came from. I do not associate SSX Tricky with endorsements, but for some reason all I can think of is, like, that very final map in Japan where it's like a fully indoor created track and it's got bonkers tubes and everything. That was very, oh man, some of my original California came out there. I've lived a lot of places in my life. I come from a military family. So, like, I was actually born out in Oakland, California. I've spent some time in Cali. I've lived in Virginia. I've basically lived in Florida and Texas. Not for, like, a singular chunk of time, but, like, there would be times during, like, my dad's stints in the Navy where we would be living with family kind of thing. So, like, I basically did live in Texas and in Florida at points in my life. I've been all over the place. So there are different accents that occasionally pop up. And then my parents live in Alabama now. They eventually decided to settle on down there. I don't know why. Probably because they are white. You certainly, like, usually don't move to Alabama unless you're white. I'm just saying. You might be born in Alabama and not be white, but, like, usually the only time that you make Alabama an end goal is if you're motherfucking white. You're motherfucking white. And my parents are motherfucking white. So I spend a fair amount of time in Alabama too. Because I definitely don't skimp on visiting my parents when I can, although I haven't seen them since July last year. So every once in a while, you'll get a little bit of West Coast out of me. Every once in a while, you'll get a little West Coast. Usually, you'll get Midwest. Every once in a while, you'll get a little ambiguous Southern happening. There are a couple of words and topics that'll drag that out of me. Like when I talked about my pupper bear. My dog bear. Barrel. Yeah. But for the most part, you're just getting classic fucking Midwest. I guess occasional weird Midwest, just because I do weird things with my voice. I'm a very vocally expressive person. So I have very unique inflections on some stuff. Also occasionally you get a little bit Canadian. You get a little Canuck in there. But I haven't really gotten to see my Canadian family in a hot second here, you know. Pandemic territory and everything. So, and if I'm not around the accent actively, it's not as likely to creep its way back into my vocabulary unless something specific acts as like a catalyst, you know. Beep boop. You're looking good, Billy Boy. God, this character would kill me if I called him Billy Boy. We'd all be dead. Or maybe he'd like it. I don't know. I don't actually know, now that I think about it. Alright. Regardless, he's looking good. Coffee time. It's only 4:05 p.m. I can still drink coffee, right? Honestly, caffeine does nothing to me. Back when I was on the road a lot, I would actually quit caffeine on a day-to-day basis, and that way, while I was traveling for work, caffeine would be effective on me, potentially, and then I wouldn't have my normal tolerance. But I just like the way coffee tastes. I guess I could switch to caffeine free, but, or decaf. Decaf is what it's called when it's coffee, honey, you ding dong. Caffeine free coffee. Yes, there's a word for that, L. There's a word for that. Here's a fun game. L is not my full name, obviously. I mean, I guess not obviously. It is my chosen name. But my chosen name is based off of my first name. And it is a fun game when people try to guess what that first name is. It's very funny to me. It is actually kind of like a running joke at work. Because not all of the boys know it. My bestie does, and he just likes to be part of the joke. But not all of the boys know my full name, even. So they like to guess. So some of the favorites at work have included Eleanor. I'll tell you right now that Eleanor is not the right answer. But I love the show The Good Place so much. And Eleanor Shellstrop is basically my personal hero. So I like it when they call me Eleanor. So that's actually what most of the guys at work call me nowadays. It's either a switch between L or Eleanor. It's a pretty 50-50 split. Just because everybody enjoys it so much. Also, we like convincing other people that is my name. Because it's not, so it's funny. To us, it's funny to literally no one else. Like, there's not actually anything funny to that joke. We're just all infinitely amused by it. Elroy is another common one. They call me Elroy a lot when they're mad at me. That's when I'm getting yelled at. Elbows is a goofy favorite of The Office. So Elbows is like actual nickname territory, not an attempt to think that it is my name by any means, but it's just a cute one. I like elbows a lot. Ooh, El Diablo is another one too. So like when my bestie wrote me a Christmas card and put it on my work desk last year. Ah, I dropped a bead. Ruh-roh. We'll have to pick that up before the kitties get to it. But the Christmas card, he left it on my desk at work, and it was literally made out to Eloise Diablo was the full thing. And then he signed it elbows at the very end. So the El Diablo sandwiched all of the other goodies in there in the center. It was very silly. I still have that by my desk at work. Because this is like really the first time that he and I have ever worked in an office setting before. And we're a little sappy about it. I mean, I'm just a sappy person when it comes to the people I love regardless. I love him a lot. I love all the boys a lot. And we actually have one new person working. So it's finally, it's not just me and my boys anymore. I have, we have an addition to the setting who is not a cis dude. And that's been really nice. So it's no longer just my boys. It's my people, my folks, my folks. I've only worked with her for a very brief period of time so far, and she's entirely charming. A ridiculously sweet person. A little mousy, but like as a naturally quiet person, because when she does have something to say, she's not afraid to say it, and I've really appreciated that about her. So it's not mousy in like nature, it's just mousy in the fact that she has a naturally quiet delivery when she's talking. I have some allergy sniffles going on. I was sniffling a lot when I was doing that audio earlier. I had to edit out a lot of sniffles. A lot of sniffles. Boop, boop. You're filling out so nicely, Mr. Cypher. This is gonna look so cool. This is so fucking sweet. I'm glad I decided to do this. Thank you all for being my motivating factor. Look at you making me productive. Now, if only you could get me to do the chores. Maybe that's what next week will be. Maybe that's what next week will be. Hang and mage while I clean my apartment. Some of that would be possible. Some of that would be possible. Most of it, not so much. Like, how the fuck are you actually going to hear me talking over dishes and shit? So I'm not actually going to do that. But the thought is amusing. The thought is funny. Yeah, I think I'm actually going to get to fill them all in during this audio. It'll be a little long, but I mean, I'm doing it anyways. Why not talk to y'all and provide some nice, fun subreddit content in the meantime? Because otherwise I would just be like watching TV or listening to music. And I'm listening to music right now just fine. So I can double dip. I can double dip. I can double sniff. I can double sniff. How does that Finn song go from Adventure Time? I'm a buff baby. I'm a dance like a man. I'm a da 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 da. No, I don't remember the words. But if you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun. Punch all your buns. Oh, I will punch you for fun. Something like that. I love Adventure Time. I love Adventure Time. I love Pendleton Ward. Pretty much everything he touches is going to be excellent. I also just love what Adventure Time did for, like, animation at the time. Because when you think about it, a lot of the people that Pendleton provided a platform for went on to do a lot of the renaissance of work of modern animation. So, yesterday, I was talking to someone on Gwa Backstage about Bee and Puppy Cat, because I love Bee and Puppy Cat, and her screen name is Puppy Cat. And she was saying that it was indeed based off of Bee and Puppy Cat. So Being Puppy Cat ended up being created by Natasha Allegri, and Natasha Allegri was one of the character concept artists for Adventure Time, and then got to move on to other projects. And then I'd say the other, like, most shining example would be Rebecca Sugar, because after Adventure Time, Rebecca Sugar got to go on and give us all Steven Universe, and again change and shift the entirety of the animation world. So before Adventure Time, a lot of, like, women were not getting to have a voice in animation, and Pendleton made a very, very active effort to have, not perfectly, but one of the most diverse crews out there in modern animation, and that launched the career of a lot of our modern game changers. Adventure Time, even if you don't like Adventure Time itself, if you like modern animation, it's really difficult to deny the impact that it had on things. Not even, like, stylistically or for delivery or anything like that, but just the careers that it did manage to launch and what they were able to say and do afterwards was phenomenal. Adventure Time is important. It was my favorite animated series until Gravity Falls came into my life. Nothing, I don't think anything will replace Gravity Falls. It was just, like, so specifically made for me. Over the Garden Wall is fantastic, though. Over the Garden Wall is definitely up there in top five. And I think that there are some things that Over the Garden Wall does substantially better than Gravity Falls did. But overall, Gravity Falls was the one for me. Ah! And then it's not like hand or 2D animated like that, but another one of, like, modern animated shows that I've really liked is The Dragon Prince on Netflix. Ooh, that show is so good. It's so good. Also, I can't remember his name. But the primary villain, like the Drow-looking motherfucker, his voice. Oh my god. His voice. Why did it take so long for me to admit to myself that I have the biggest fucking voice kink? It's always been there. It's always fucking been there. Oh my god. I will also include in the body for this post, I will include a link to, like, a little clip that includes that character so you can hear his voice. It's one of the deepest, most simultaneously soothing and menacing voices I've ever heard in my life. Chills every single time he opens his mouth, and also instantly wet every single time he opens his fucking mouth. All right, so our first bill is finished, which means I am going to go ahead and move on to the ironing stage. And that's not nearly as interesting for audio. And I did say that, well, I guess I didn't say, but I want to keep these to, like, under 2 hours. After that, it's just, like, who am I making that for? Who is asking for that kind of content, you know? And maybe there is somebody asking for it. I don't know. I didn't get any responses to, like, this last one, but I know that people listened to it. And I know that y'all paid attention. So I'm going to keep doing these regardless, but I'm not going to make them, like, a day-long thing. So I we'll be ironing Bill Cipher here soon. And I'll hang with y'all next week, all right? Bye. Bye. Bye.